Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, March 2nd, 2009, Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Special Group Training Call. We host this call the first Monday of every month, and I want to remind everyone that this call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. Before we begin the call, I want to inform everyone that one of the top Platinum Executive Directors on our More Success team, Jeff and Cindy Hughes, were involved in a major accident this weekend. Cindy is bruised. She was treated and released, but Jeff is hospitalized. He completely crushed one of his feet, and he broke his sternum. He's in the hospital. He's facing multiple surgeries on his badly damaged foot, so please keep them in your prayers. We feel when they feel like it, I've been told that they really don't want to be bothered right now, but when they feel like it, we're going to be releasing the information, and then I'm sure they will appreciate calls and emails and things like that. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and, of course, the leader of our More Success team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
Right here, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know, Randy, what an exciting call it's going to be tonight. And, you know, our next call, too. Wow. I was so excited we had so many new executive directors breaking on the team and gold executive directors and everything that I'm just extremely excited. So, Randy, even before I announce the speaker tonight, I'd like to say I want people to think about this. Your sales are not contingent upon the attitude of the salesperson. I mean, are contingent upon the attitude of the salesman, not the attitude of the prospect. So our attitude has a lot to do with what we do in everyday life, where it's a sale or what. This next gentleman, his attitude is right up there always, that kind of attitude he could. He's a Bronze Executive Director. He's a group trainer. He's got so many accolades, I couldn't name them all. He's a great, fine Christian man. But, you know, the main thing in my life, that this gentleman is to me, he's my brother in Christ, and he's a personal friend, my friend, Mr. Agar Thomas.
Jeff and Cindy. Moore, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, my brother.
Well, I tell you what, I had to kind of do a little searching there. I was looking around for a minute trying to figure out whether I was on the wrong call after that introduction. I appreciate that so much. And my accolades go right back to you in the same now.
But we, Randy, Jeremy, I, our whole team, we feel very close to you, Agar, and now that we're going to let you get down to business, I know you're going to put it on the top shelf.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I will never forget the year that I was privileged to get the Trainer of the Year, that I never felt so close to a team, because I tell you, when the announcement was made, I forgot what kind of those long things you guys had, the More Success Team.
Yeah, right.
Just remember you guys shaking all those things, and I was like, man.
Thunder stick.
So I appreciate it so much. And everybody now, I'm sorry, I didn't get the name. Who was that you said that had the accident?
Jeff Hughes,
okay.
Yep.
We'll certainly keep him in our prayers and put him on our prayer list as well.
Appreciate that, Agar.
Okay, just want to talk to you about, you know, with the economy being like it is, a lot of people, you know, we're just so blessed to be in the business that we're in, because, you know, we're in a business where the economy, we can still prosper. And we got a lot of record that's going on here as well. And, you know, many companies that you talk to, they're cutting back, they're downsizing, they're looking for ways to cut benefits and things of that nature. So the main thing that we got to understand is, as people is working in the group division, because I always tell people, you know, there's six different divisions of our company, of your company. You're the CEO of your own company. There's six different divisions. You got a, you know, direct sales division. You got a networking division. You got a small business division. You got a group division. You got an identity theft division, and you got a CDLP division. So, you know, you got six different divisions that's a part of your business, and it's just up to you to place people in the division that you know, you feel that they could prosper in. And the thing about it is, as far as our group division is concerned, I think one of the things is, I think it's a gold mine during this time period, but it's a gold mine only if you have the right mindset, and only if you do just a little bit more education on the front end when you're talking to an employer or a decision maker. Now, why I say a little bit more education? Because there's a lot of employers, they really have a lot of compassion because of the fact that they're having to lay some people off, HR people and benefits people are having to lay people off, they're having to downsize. So if you just go in just like normally and talk about, well, you don't want to talk about a benefit that we can, a lot of times the response is going to be, well, you know, right now we're kind of putting a hold on our benefits because they're thinking about the traditional benefits where, you know, there's a lot of copay that's involved. So they'll say, well, you know, we want to hold up right now. Or they really truly have a compassion for their employees, and they say, you know, we've had to downsize a lot, and we really don't want to put in more on our employees than we need to. So what I mean when I say we got to do a little bit more education is that you have to take the time to bring up the economy. Here's what I mean by that. And this is for individual sales, but especially in group presenting as well. If you don't bring the economy up within your presentation and you get through with your presentation, then you will hear people talking about the economy because it's just natural. If they're getting laid off, if not, they're not making as much as they've been making, they're not making overtime anymore, they cut back. So if you make a regular presentation, and then when you finish with that presentation, they bring up the economy, you can't recover from that. What you got to do is you got to put the economy in your presentation. You got to talk about within your presentation when you're talking about that consultation and letters and phone calls. You got to talk about, hey, one good thing about with the situation being, you know, because when times get tough, people get mistreated. And I got that from Melissa Wilder. I mean, and that's so great what she says. When times get tough, people get mistreated. And in your presentation, you got to mention stuff like that and say, especially during these economic times being like they are, we understand, our company understands that in a lot of cases, things may be tight as far as you paying your bills on time. You may get behind in your mortgage or something like that, may get behind in some of your other bills. But one of the great things about our program is, with the economy being like it is, we have gotten letters and phone calls from members that talk about how they were saved from foreclosure, how they were saved from bankruptcy because they had access to the attorneys. Now, guess what the attorney's doing? The attorneys go the extra mile.
Almost there.
Hello, did I miss something?
I don't know what that was, Agar. I apologize.
Okay, all right. But the thing about it is that I let people know what our attorneys are doing is that, you know, if you're behind a couple of months in your mortgage or your payments on something to a creditor, you know, that's the time to talk to the law firm. And no, don't wait until you get far behind, but go ahead and talk to the law firm up front. Talk to them up front. And let them know the tight times that you're having. And then in a lot of cases, they may write a letter, make a phone call. And I give an example like this. I said, now, I'm not the attorney. I don't know what would happen. I said, but let's just give an example. Let's say you're a couple of months behind on your mortgage. I said, you know, if you're trying to talk back and forth, it's one thing. I said, but what if the attorney made a request and said, hey, what about us putting these notes, not that we don't want our client to pay the notes, we put the notes on the end of the mortgage, and then so we can put them, you know, where they would be up to date. I said, that might be something that they may do. I said, the point is that you have, and see, here's what happens.
Wow.
Now they are thinking about the benefit in a different manner.
Get out.
Completely about it differently now, because they're thinking about, this is what it can do for me in these tight times. But if you do the presentation, whether it's individual or especially even in group, and then you have to react to what they're talking about with the economy, that's when you don't get the sales. You've got to put the economy, you've got to put the tough times within your presentation, talking all along about what we do and how we do what we do that's going to help people. I think that's a key thing. Now, I picked this up, and I made a little modification of it, and you guys may want to jot this down if you got pad and pen. And I don't know, someone gave me a copy of this. I modified some of it. It may be somebody, I would not be surprised if some kind of way this originated from either Rona Ulsel or Yvette Mayo or Kyle Kimbrell. I would not be surprised. But guess what? In this business, you can rob and duplicate, you can steal and not go to jail. I like that. You can steal in this business and not go to jail, because when you, whatever you steal, you're just giving it to somebody else for them to make that life better. So, you know, that gives you a pass. Okay? All right. Here's what it is. It says, why during these difficult economic times, and Mr. Moore, I will email you a copy of this, so if you want to put it up on your website, be happy to do it. It's in a Word format, so, you know, you can, whatever way you want to adjust it, that'll be fine. Nobody's got a patent on it, so it's worked real well with me as far as talking to employers. Why during these difficult economic times, companies should consider prepaid legal and identity theft plans for their employees. All right. Now, the thing I like about this is that it has 10 points, and with the 10 points, the ones that have certain stats, it has where you can find those stats. It has where you can pick up on that, you know, that documentation beating conversation. The first one says 70% of employees had dealt with one or more legal woes, and 40% of employees experienced a negative impact on their work lives. Employees spent an average of 57 hours at work dealing with legal woes. One of three took time from work, and it says 13 days to address legal woes. Now, this was in, if you want to Google this, you can Google this, and this is an excellent that you can use just by itself. And you can Google ARAG sees ongoing impact of employee legal woes in the workplace. And that's from October 2008. ARAG, A-R-A-G, sees ongoing impact of employee legal woes. You can Google that, and then you can pull that article up. But that's just one of the bullet points. Second one says, employers with employees who average $40,000 a year can expect to incur productivity losses $600 a year per employee as a result of identity theft. Now, that was from the Business and Legal Reports 2006. Number two. Number three, one in four employees, victims of identity theft, and over 50% of identity theft occurs in the workplace. Now, that was something from ID Safeguards 2004 and Identity Theft Resource Center 2003. And it talked about the average time spent to report your identity is about 607 hours. Once again, what are we saying? Why during these tough economic times, companies should consider prepaid legal as a benefit? Now, number four. The FTC 2005 factor law makes companies liable and opens the door for class action lawsuits by employees whose identities was compromised. That was in the Wall Street Journal, July of 2005. The Wall Street Journal, July of 2005. Okay? Now, number five, prepaid legal services will minimize insurance costs for company-owned vehicles by helping,
to
keep points off employees' driving records. Okay? So, once again, they're just talking about we're going to minimize insurance costs company-owned vehicles. Okay? Employees can be proactive and use that benefit to help if in a financial crunch. That was one of the things I was talking about when I said.
I'm sorry, Agar. We've got somebody that is actually in a speaker mode. They're not muted out, and we've got a lot of background noise, and I apologize for that, Agar, but somebody's car door is actually dinging or going off at this time, and it's really interrupting our call. If you will please mute yourself out on your phone or hit star six on your phone, you'll be able to mute yourself out. Mr. Thomas, I do appreciate you and your patience for that. I apologize.
No problem at all. Like I said, number six talks about employees can be proactive and use that benefit to help if in a financial crunch. And based on putting parentheses, many members have attorneys to write letters to a creditor. Some tell about how they've avoided bankruptcy. Once again, what are we talking about? We're talking about why during these difficult economic times, companies should consider prepaid legal services and identity theft plans for their employees. Number seven, plans are rate stable. During its 36-year history, prepaid its rates to existing members, and should an employee leave the company, their lower group rate will follow them. Once again, these are bullet points that any employer or benefits person would be glad to hear about, okay? Number eight, 80% of employees said they would use a prepaid legal plan if it was made available to them. That was in the Handbook of Employee Benefits 2002. The Handbook of Employee Benefits 2002 says 80% of employees said they would use a prepaid legal plan if it was made available to them. Number nine, only have two more. 93% of employees have a legal plan at work. I'm sorry, 93% of employees having a legal plan at work rated their attorney experience very good to excellent. That was LegalWise of 2000. And the number of employees of companies offering a legal plan to their employees has grown by 44% in just 5 years. And what I do is I put in bold letters right after that that over 45,000 companies are now offering our prepaid legal services benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't beat that. If you put that in a presentation to an employer, it's going to be tough for the employer to say, well, who's all doing this anyway? Once again, we're talking about you either being proactive or reactive. Reactive means that you don't say anything about 45,000. I think that's very impressive. When you're talking about 45,000 companies are offering our prepaid legal program as a benefit already, that is very impressive. It's going to be very hard if you bring that up in a presentation to me as a decision maker for me to turn around and say, well, what companies are doing this anyway? I mean, you just got through telling me that 45,000 are offering it as a benefit. So here's the thing. It's not like they're guinea pigs, because a lot of times people, when they do something like this, they think, well, I've never heard of prepaid legal. I've never heard of the company. How do I know my employees are going to like something like this anyway? We're just talking about, you know, we have over 45,000 companies that offer our prepaid legal plan already. And here's another thing that you can utilize, especially if you're in Oklahoma. Can you imagine saying the state of Oklahoma also offers a prepaid legal program? I mean, the state of Oklahoma, and see, in my case down here in North Carolina, we have, even though they're not as active now as they were before, but we have members of the Department of Corrections and Department of Transportation and Department of Juvenile Justice. Now, I happen to be blessed to have the Department of Juvenile Justice myself. The Department of Corrections, Department of Transportation, they're not adding any new prepaid people on. I'm trying to get in there to do that. But I'll tell you what happened. Some years ago when we did have it in there and it was full force, I think the associates that had it before forgot to put in the amendment. And I think they had about 13 different cases where employees had to use it, and the law firm won all 13 cases. So when they came up, they put it up for bid, but they still allowed people to continue to keep it if they wanted to, and there's several thousand people that still have it that are in the Department of Corrections, Department of Transportation. Here's my point I'm making. When you know of a company that's offering a prepaid legal plan, watch how you can say this. Watch this. Microsoft doesn't have our prepaid legal plan, but my understanding is Microsoft offers a prepaid legal plan. So watch this. We have over 45,000 companies that have our prepaid legal program. In fact, large corporations like Microsoft and PepsiCo, they offer a prepaid legal plan as well. Now, I didn't say they offered ours. I said 45,000 of them have ours. See, so once again, it's all about the way you the terminology that you use, okay? Then the last one says, and I guess I say the best one for last in this case, there is no cost to the company to implement these plans, and their administration is simple. There are no deductibles, no claim or cancellation forms, and no time-consuming duties for the HR staff. Employees cannot use the plan against the company. Now, why did I put that in there about duties as far as HR is concerned? One of the big things when you're talking to human resource people, all the other benefits that they have, it's a lot of hassles that's involved with that. It's a lot of headaches that's involved with that. They have something all the time. Every time you look, something is coming up. They got a claim form. They got to deal with that. If there's issues with that one way or another, they don't have that kind of stuff with us, ladies and gentlemen. So that's all the more reason that we can talk about that. And many times, if you don't bring it up, once again, I'm going to talk about being proactive and reactive. If you're not proactive and bring it up, you got to be proactive and bring it up. If you're proactive and bring stuff like that up, then you can answer a question that was never asked to you but was thought in their mind. She goes, many times when you're talking to a lot of these decision makers, a lot of these decision makers have these questions in their minds about things. You know, it used to be, Mr. Moore, when I first started doing prepaid and doing group benefits, I never used to mention anything about the amendment. Just for whatever reason, I just never mentioned it. And one day I was talking to Nick Serber, who was my RVP at that time, and he's my RVP now, but I was doing some years, several years ago. He said, well, you know, the only mistake that you could make in that case, Agar, he said, what if one of the employees uses the plan against the employer? He said, I can almost guarantee you that that employer is going to be a little upset and may cancel the group if they feel like, especially if they know you could have put a clause in there. So now what I do is I make the presentation, and I mention about the fact that we put that in there to protect our clients, and that when they leave, they can't use it. And I said, not only can they not use it while they're there, but if they leave, since we know 80% of lawsuits are filed by disgruntled employees, they can't even use it in a case like that as well. So the point I'm making is that, you know, what we're talking about is that why during these tough economic times, companies should be offering a prepaid legal program as a part of the benefit package. Those are the things. I'll be glad to email this to you, Mr. Moore, if you guys want to do something with it. If you want to just throw darts at it, you can throw darts at it. I'll just get it out of my hands and get it to you. And after you look at it, if you think you want to put it up on your site, that'll be fine. If not, that'll be fine. All right?
We appreciate that, Agar. We really do, don't we, Randy?
Absolutely, Agar. And please get that to me because we have a special group site on our website that we're putting together. And anything to do with group training, we want to make sure, and we feel like you're one of the best trainers in prepaid legal. In fact, you were recognized as one of the top in the nation a few years back. And anything that you have, I'm sure we'd love to share with the rest of our team. So I appreciate that.
I can tell you this. Whatever I am in group, I owe a lot of it to Ms. Yvette Mayo because she mentored me for so many years. When I first became a group VP, I went to the train the trainers. And Yvette would be the one that for, like, I remember, like, 3 years in a row, she had won, like, Trainer of the Year.
Three times in a row, that's correct.
And not that I was aspiring for that, but my philosophy is this. If you got somebody that's doing something that's great, then why not see whether you can duplicate what they do? And I listened to everything she said, and I just implemented stuff. And Captain Walden was my main mentor during that time. And I even today I do a lot of my group schools after the way Captain did it. You know, that's just me. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know. And so as a result, between her and then I've gotten a lot of spiritual and business coaching from my friend Kyle, and just knowing Miss Rona Unsel, and I know I may be leaving some other folks out, but those are the three people that I know for sure that I've had that you know, Rona has even gotten me to do a group for her that she had that was in the area one time. So, you know, I owe a lot of my prepaid legal group success to those three people especially, and the fact of having Papa there. And then Jeremy has also for the last 2 years guided me to do some things for him with a company down in Charlotte. You know, I'm just blessed to be in the number. You know, I'm just happy and blessed to be in the number, to be around you guys like that. And I just, you know, I hope the Lord bless you so good you go to bed with grins on your face at night.
Just like a possum eating sour grapes. Hey, I tell you what, you know, you said something there about the vet mail a while ago and how she was a group trainer for 3 years straight in a row. And, of course, you want to learn from those who has had experience or doing it. And I tell people, it doesn't matter if you go to group training, if you go to APT or Super Saturday, what, when the guide is telling you what to do, find out if he can do what he says or if he's just copying somebody else's speech. Because I won't, when the man's telling me something, I want to know he can walk the walk and talk the talk, don't you?
Exactly.
All right, I got some exciting news. I don't know if you've heard of LLD benefits, but, you know, that Linda Bowden and is just absolutely, you know, Linda is a very fabulous lady. She really does a tremendously good job. And, of course, with her recruit, Alex, they have recruited LLD benefits. You know, LLD benefits has opened 27 new groups already this year, the most anybody in the United States has opened for the first 2 months. And they've sold more sales than anybody, including Rob Best, has the first 2 months. Don't mean to will the rest of the year, even next month, but I'm telling you. So our team, I think, has a fairly good start there, don't you?
Well, I know you do. I didn't know that. I should have been. I'm not surprised that that's in your camp.
Well, you know, the noble man has to have a lot of help, Agar.
Yeah, right.
Well, we love you. We appreciate you. I know, Randy, maybe Jeremy's got something to say, but as always, from our team to yours, we're available when you need us, brother.
I appreciate it so much, and, you know, I tease Stephanie all the time with Jeremy. You know, since she was in the group, she was in the group department, and she was one of my favorites down there, and, of course, Jeremy stole her out of there, and then the rest is history. As Paul Harvey, because as the late Paul Harvey can say, now you know the rest of the story.
You know, that last boy is already a year old, Jeremy's. You know, I keep telling them they need another one, but they haven't got it. And my other grandson there, Joseph, he just had another boy. We're adding to the troops, and then we've got Bryson and Braden and Creed and Camden, and then I got another grandson that's coming on. Me and Randy stacking the deck.
Well, I meant to tell you now, if you want Jeremy and Stephanie to get on the board, you just need to get me involved in that because, see, every time I speak about that, then it ends up happening. You know, she said it wasn't, you know, for the next time I spoke about it again. And, see, so Jeremy knows what the deal is. All Jeremy got to do is just let me speak it, and then I'll just prophesy it, and it'll be done.
Well, guys, let's get back on the prepaid a little bit here.
Good deal.
Hey, we appreciate you being on the call tonight. This is Randy, and I look forward to seeing you at the International Convention in Oklahoma City.
Same here. I appreciate you guys having me, and thank you so much for all you guys do for me.
Thank you, Agar, our whole team, Randy, Jerry, myself, and everybody. We love you. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for the inspiring message tonight.
Jeremy, do you have anything else?
Agar, I just look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City. It's always one of the highlights of my convention to be able to spend some time with you, my friend.
Same here, my friend. Looking forward to seeing you.
All right.
Jeremy, call me when you get off.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll end the group training call. I want to make sure that everyone gets on the 9 p.m. Central call, which follows this up in about 30 minutes. Tonight we have a special call where we're going to be introducing a lot of brand-new executive directors on our team. You don't want to miss that. Some of the best stories are the people that are so excited for making executive director or making an advancement as far as executive director. So make sure and be on that call. With that, I guess we're going to go ahead and end this call and get ready for the next. Good night, everyone.
Good night.